Democrats say they have taken over the state Senate by a narrow margin, but Senate Republicans are not giving up on two very close races. One is for an open seat that Republicans themselves created during redistricting. It was designed to capture GOP voters in the Upper Hudson Valley and parts of the Mohawk Valley. In that race, Democrat Cecilia Katchik currently leads Republican Assemblyman George Amador by around 150 votes, with thousands of absentee ballots still to be counted. And in the Lower Hudson Valley, incumbent Senator Stephen Saland is behind his Democratic challenger Terry Gibson by around 1,600 votes, also with absentee ballots uncounted. But just because Democrats might win the majority of the seats does not mean that their party will control the chamber. Steve Greenberg is a spokesman for Siena College Polls and a political analyst.
The politics of who will control the Senate and who will be the Senate majority leader is very much an open question the day after Election Day.
Siena surveyed key Senate races in the final days of the campaigns and found potential for a Democratic surge. Though Democrats may numerically end up with more members than Republicans, four Democrats belong to their own breakaway conference, the Independent Democratic Conference. They often side with the Republicans. The IDC issued a noncommittal statement saying their members were happy to be reelected and humbled that so many New Yorkers support the conference's policy-driven agenda. They said nothing about future governance of the Senate. In addition, newly elected Brooklyn senator-to-be Simcha Felder has said he might caucus with the Republicans. That could lead to weeks of internal wrangling for control of the Senate. Governor Cuomo officially remained neutral about which party should control the Senate during the campaigns. He has a good track record of cooperation with the Senate Republicans. When Democrats controlled the Senate in 2009 and 2010, they were often beset by chaos, including a coup attempt and a month-long gridlock. Greenberg says it's in Governor Cuomo's, as well as the senators' interests, to resolve the leadership question and be ready to govern come January.
The one thing that I think the vast majority of New Yorkers don't want to see, the one thing that I know that the governor of the state of New York does not want to see, is a return to dysfunction. The legislature over the last 2 years has functioned, whether it be on-time budgets or major legislation, and we've seen it in terms of how the public has viewed the state legislature. Their favorability ratings have gone up dramatically over the last 2 years, whereas Congress continues to be at a record low.
Before the issue of leadership of the Senate can be decided, however, the remaining races need to be resolved, and that could take several more weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.